y'all. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night, wherever you are located across the globe. That's right. Welcome back to the Patriots Helping Patriots Network here on BBS Radio and TV, along with Rumble. I am your host, Just Jody, and today we are going to start the week off with all the crazy news with my good friend, the incredible Dr. Jeffrey Horlick is here. What's up, Dr. Jeff?
Thank you so much, Jody, for having me on, and welcome from around the world to the Patriots Helping Patriots Network, where we're able to speak without being censored and bring you the news that's from our perspective and research, which is just the real stuff. And it's Amen. Scary to some, but enlightening to most. And I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend and is remaining calm through these incredibly crazy things that are happening, Joe.
Oh, it's my gosh. I every day wake up with there is so much to report on. The mainstream is not covering. How can we get bits and pieces in? So, you know, I hit all the bits and pieces to raise awareness, hoping that everyone listening will also dig in. And sometimes we carry out stories bigger that need to be carried out. And other times it's just really necessary to hit all the topics. Like, do you see what's going on? You know, and I'm shocked right now about England. Okay. And I saw a post from Elon Musk, and he says something to the nature of, you know, they're in civil unrest and, you know, this isn't good or whatever. And I saw General Flynn say, no, this is civil war over there, right? And England truly is in a place that they've, you know, haven't been in civil war. And I do have some of those clips for us today. And I just can't believe, I really can't believe this is happening over there. And everything that happens there, we're next.
I think it's important to differentiate the fact that it's using civil war is a little bit different than what we're seeing in the UK, because you're right, what's happening there will happen here, but it's deep state paid Antifa people that have been let in from outside of the countries that are the ones that are fighting. And the people are rising up from the countries where we will rise up in Europe. They're joining together and rising up, and we are able to see it, and we're trying to share it with the masses. What you're going to play will probably happen here, and by these people are being, by their own governments, allowed to do this stuff. It's unbelievable.
It is totally unbelievable. We all have the illegals in our countries now, and the boatloads that have gotten off over there appear to not have as much, what shall I say, organization as the deep state players we have in America that have organized them across the country somewhat.
We are 100% agreement.
Yes.
But they are much better organized here than they are over there.
And it's still scary because they're everywhere and we have no idea their intentions. There's a legal way to come into our country. And with that being said, I have just, you know, let's point out that we are all for that. We are all for people becoming legal citizens of America, no matter where they're from, if they do it legally.
Again, we completely agree.
Yeah. So I'm going to show this clip. It's only 33 seconds, and I have a couple of others that are downloaded into the streamware today just to raise awareness for what's going on over there. And, you know, as usual, TikTok people aren't messing around. Wherever they're located, they're filming, and I do love that about that platform. So just let's check this one out really quick here.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
with that, I couldn't verify that it was England. So I was like, we got to go a little deeper. And I found a couple more. So these ones kind of tell you verification. Yeah, here we go. And there's more, Jeff. Look at this. It's horrible.
You see? Is that sword? Oh, they're smashing the shop now. They're Greggs. I love Greggs.
So anyway, we did lose our volume for a minute on that. But what I wanted to just say to you is not only can you verify where you're at with accents and buildings and that it is England for the people who are unaware, you know, we have Patriots worldwide here. And, you know, the people over there that connect with me, they're like, you know, this is the hardest time of our lives. We are very scared. We do not have weapons and they have swords. They're literally, how do they get samurai swords when they get there? This is my question, right? Are they bringing their own sword maker like the olden days? Like, you know, what is going on here that they can just all of a sudden have machetes and swords and stomp the streets? And
the same way the antagonists that we're going to see uprise having weapons that are available in our country. So it's going to be destruction, very similar, death, very similar. But we will have, now, there didn't seem too much violent interaction in those particular videos. They were quite tame. And there was a police presence. They were well organized. And the future of the United States is certainly unknown to us, but there are known qualities. We know that we are very well aware that this is going to happen. So the powers that be have made preparations to go ahead and to quash these uprisings very quickly and swiftly. So they're going to happen across the United States. There is no question and no doubt. We have been given plenty of warning, and the majority of us are very well prepared. So for the people around the world, my advice is to remain calm and vigilant in understanding mm-hmm. your surroundings, your local surroundings.
So, and preparation, you know, preparation's yeah. huge for yeah. anyone who has not. You know, it's a little more than food and water required, right? You need cash on hand, small bills, unless you want to pay $50 for a loaf of bread, should that happen. I always tell people, make sure you're breaking your money down that you're saving. That's really important, you know. It's getting to the point, food, water, more ammo, protect your family. We don't know what's going to happen here. And we're hearing it from our leaders too. Be prepared. General Flynn just said it in his last interview. It's time that you are prepared. I'm prepared. You should be prepared. We don't know what's going to happen. And I think about, well, the king over there, where's the king? Why is he not, boom, making something happen and, you know, showing military presence at least over there? Well, they're not. So somebody's on board with what's going down here. You know, somebody's okay with the citizens being inferior to what is happening with so-called protest. But when you're screaming at another god in another country and you got samurai swords and machetes, don't tell me your religion's peaceful, because we Christians are not in the roads with the samurai swords and the machetes.
Yeah. And a lot of the people in Europe and all over the world understand that we are experiencing in the United States the exact same things that you are over there, but at a more, at a higher violent level, or I would say an equal violent level. We have our monuments being destroyed, these sacred monuments that we've had on the founding of our country. Great leaders and just wildness, but it's going to escalate. And I'm very well prepared, and I think that we're preparing you to let you guys know it's happening here, it's happening over there. We're completely empathetic and sympathetic for those who are being lost. We know that this is a real war, and a lot of people and all the viewers know people that are losing family members and friends and co-workers, and for reasons that we object to and want a remedy. So we really appreciate you listening and to us and sharing these messages of hope to things are going to work out well. The, like Donald Trump's catchline phase, you know, the best is yet to come.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I will say one more thing about preparation before we move topics here, which is I did learn a little trick with medications for people who are, you know, seriously ill, who must have specific meds, you know, diabetes or, you know, whatever those conditions would be. You know, most people know I have a very seriously ill middle daughter. Who watch our show. With that being said, they do a thing called a vacation stock with your insurance now. We were never able to get ahead of specific emergency meds should we ever need them for her, you know, because she's kind of a life or death situation many times with seizures. It's very scary. Her seizures are not regular seizures. She can go into status epilepsis and different things. So having backup of emergency medication is a big deal, and they don't want to give it to you, and they don't want to give you school supplies for your nurses at your schools. And it's a big problem. So we started requesting vacation supply.
So you tell me about what is that?
So you request vacation supply at your pharmacy for your medications, and it's 2 extra weeks of medicine. So, you know, here and there, with them, we're going on vacation and we're going to need a vacation supply of medication. So that helps kind of build to our bank with that. And I just want to say, if anybody out there is depending upon specific medications, or you're elderly, or you have diabetes, or there are things, you can do that and ask for a vacation supply of medications that you're going to be gone. And
that's an amazing point.
You want
to
stop.
Really important. Thank you so much. I didn't know. Now everyone who's watching knows and can share that.
We didn't either. So when we find these things out, you know, we try to bring them forth. But all in the middle of the craziness with the stock market crashing. Holy mackerels. We're going to get into that. But I want to show you. Donald Trump yesterday put up a post, right? Stock market's crashing. I told you so. Kamala doesn't have a clue. Biden is sound asleep. All caused by the inept U.S. leadership. And that is proven to be true. I don't know that this man has been wrong yet. Here's what I've noticed. So you jump in and correct me whenever, because, you know, stock market isn't my gig, but I do the best I can with this when we're alerting, you know, people in general. So the Japanese stock exchange, I'm going to say, how do you say it? Nikkei. That's how they say it. Nikkei 225. It dropped by a staggering 6%, which this was the largest 2-day drop in their history and the largest drop in over 8 years. And it was a larger drop than even the infamous Black Monday crash of 1987. So that'll tell you, if we haven't had something that huge happen since 1987, this is bad, right? So all the Asian markets across the board started to crash after that, as well as the crypto markets and the futures that are, you know, looking really scary into all of the financial monies and industry. The U.S. Magnificent Seven stocks erased over $500 billion of market cap in an overnight trading. And over $2.9 trillion has been wiped from the major boards with stocks because of fears of the global recession, I guess, is where we're headed, right? I mean, I would say recession's here and nobody knows, but, you know, that's yet to be determined by most. And it is the biggest drop since COVID in 2020. So it really does, Dr. Jeff, look to me like it's the beginning of a possible global crash.
Yes. And let me direct where the why, because I wrote an article last night at 11:30 p.m. because I watched the Dow futures and I saw what was happening around the world. So I wrote the reason and rationale for this is because the jobs report was released. And the summary of the jobs report indicated that the government has been lying about how many people have been employed each month since the beginning of the year until today. So there were revisions for each month downwards, enormous downwards numbers. So the world became privy to this when it was published. So I read it, and this is what I wrote. I tried to be a little bit humorous. So please pardon. It's, I know a lot, and you shouldn't worry. In my opinion, be aware, but don't listen to what I wrote. The job market in April and May was so overwhelming, they had to revise numbers down faster than a politician tax returns. Sorry, for some reason a window opened. Okay, the job market in April and May was so underwhelming, they had to revise the numbers down faster than a politician dodging a question about their tax returns. The initial reports were like a bad magic trick. Now you see 165,000 jobs and then only 108,000 remaining. So they had to revise that number basically in half. So they've been lying. And I'm, you know, I can read the whole thing, but it continues on that most of the jobs that have been created, about 70,000, have been by the government. So our tax dollars, our money is paying for these new job people being employed here in the United States. So the other countries became aware that, look, the United States has been lying. Yes. About what their prosperity, because the real numbers are this, and it's not as cheery and rosy and wonderful as they've been portraying to the world. But they could blame Japan and anyone else, but the United States needs to take a bitter pill and swallow and understand that you can't trust the media and the reports coming out of the government, whether it be the FBI, as you saw last week with the testimony about the Trump assassination attempt, where they could not answer and dodged around. So, that's my take on what's going and causing the downward spiral. But I don't think people need to overly panic. It does give some opportunities, like True Social. Is a great opportunity right now because they just announced this morning that their live stream services are up and running. And they have proven that their defenses against attack and hacking is incredible. So that's proven by going to Google and and if you type Dr. Jeffrey Horlick or just Judy, you won't see anything that's posted from Truth Social. It's a network that's completely enclosed, whereas on X, you don't have that same autonomy, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and close out our little segment on this with, you know, Trump has told us many, many times in the past that because of Biden and Harris and the disastrous policies, the total ineptitude that we would see with the markets in the crash and World War III would all occur, which seems to be starting to occur everywhere. So I'll just say that and leave it with, you know, it seems to me like before the election could even happen in November that the crash could be worse than it was in 2008. And if that continues, you know, there'll be no money for the in November. You know, we'll be broke by November. So there are things to pay attention to. And I'm not like globally, you know, known for talking about financial industry. But what I do know for the first time ever is that I did get a gold sponsor, and we're going to get into that right now for a second. This is really important, you guys, because, well, first of all, I don't trust many of the gold companies, Dr. Jeff, and I don't like to work with assets or precious metals or financial of any sort regarding what we do here. But the time has come. And, you know, for me, it's always about a secure thing in your hand. At this stage, we don't know where we're going later. So, I have one company that I loved, and he turned out to be somebody just amazing. He's going to be here Thursday, actually. Terry's his name. He owns Cornerstone Assets, which is a precious metals, and he is the sponsor for PHP now. And one of the things that I love about him is that he is not just of God. He runs around everywhere that he can and has a show about the deliverance of the word of Christ and God in this world. And hardly ever do you figure out he has a precious metals company. So that's, you know, his priority is God's word and bringing people closer and their walk with the Lord, which is, you know, faith-driven for me. Very powerful individual when he speaks. He has a few shows, and it's really cool to listen to him. And so with that, what I want to say is I trust him completely. And that's scary to me that there's so many companies out there that I'm afraid of, because I know things about who owns who in the world that start these precious metal companies. So I just wanted to be clear that this is somebody that is completely been vetted over and over, and we love this person. So here's a word from my sponsor. Let's check them out, you guys. Cornerstone.
Is in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Absolutely. And let Terry know that you heard about it on the PHP or network or at the Just Jody show. Check these out. These are so beautiful. This is from his collection. This lion is the Lion of Judah. He sent me two. I don't know if you guys can see it very well. I'll try to get out of the light so you can see. They're all, these ones are Christian stones with verses on them. And then the back one is, you have like on the other side, this one is King of Kings. This one represents Christ. They're so beautiful. And they're in these cases and they're so just gorgeous. I want to get like good pictures to show, but I wanted to just say thank you for sending those to me. Cornerstone Metals. They are beautiful. And I'm looking forward to our friendship and relationship together. It's been fantastic.
In my experience, for the money that I have made by doing what you're hearing about with an opportunity to buy silver and metals, It was very apparent when Donald Trump came into office that there was a very good value on the price of gold and silver. So I purchased a lot here now because of a new company, which is for me, PHP. I will now make my next future investment here through Terry because he's been vetted. And I get it and understand and only want for sure things. And there's a very good opportunity for gold and silver now going forward because our monies are going to be backed by silver and gold, which they aren't currently.
Yeah.
When that happens, the value will go up. Food for thought. Do your own research.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's taken me 4 years to decide who I'm going to go with and what gold and metal precious company I would get involved with. You know, it's a hard one to discuss with what we do. People take it as we're pushing it to them, regardless they buy anything or not.
It's an opportunity.
Right. It's an opportunity for you. I have a sponsor regardless. So it's really about supporting the people that I trust too with this, you know, the people that we move forward and have vetted out and done all these, you know, great works with and decide. And he'll be here Thursday. So he's a great person. I can't wait for you to meet him. Look, anyway, there's more going on here. Joe Rogan had a breaking appearance over the weekend. Okay. He steps back onto the stage, which we'll get to because it's kind of going to be hand in hand with what I have to say about this. There was many predictions going on another situation right now about another assassination attempt against President Trump is swarming the internet. And I have a clip of like what Joe and Jesse said about it. So they were discussing the Secret Service who stated that there would be another attempt. And I just want to say, you know, it's been weeks and weeks now since the attempt to kill President Trump, and we are still awaiting answers and accountability. So this is upsetting, and I think it's necessary that we do address that this is out there running around. What do you mean there's going to be another assassination attempt? Think about those words. An assassination attempt on a president. That is horrific in the world we live in. Horrific, and they're saying there could be another one. Secret Service has completely put this out there. They got the whistleblower. I'm calling the Secret Service is now whistleblowing. Everybody's whistleblowing on their own. There's no more. He's like, they are covering their own hind ends. And, you know, I'm just going to put it out there in this email. And then the department erased it. And we've discussed it here. So let's get over to our little clip I have. Screen share this business.
Very important.
Yeah. And see what him and Jesse had to say. Looks like I have a couple pulled up on this. Is this the
truth
one?
Truth bombs.
Yeah, I have truth bombs. Okay, so this would be Joe casually mentioning it and then Jesse discussing it. Maybe. It's Monday.
Yes. If they did that, this is not the only time they're going to do that. And then also that one was so Lee Harvey Oswald. It was so perfect lone gunman.
At a certain
take
point,
him out.
If you're that sloppy, you're in on it.
Why is he froze?
Someone had at least
there's an issue with the volume as well.
Or didn't care.
It's very strange.
A Secret Service counter sniper is predicting another assassination.
What we've been hearing or not hearing in the congressional hearings is nauseating. To hear no answers and to hear the police from Pennsylvania saying that the Secret Service and FBI have not contacted them yet. And it's over 2 weeks.
Happens because they've gotten lucky.
All right.
He says Secret Service leadership is corrupt.
Sorry, we're going to fix it.
And states clearly, quote, we all should expect another assassination attempt to happen before November. We've exposed our inability to protect our leaders due to our leadership. After this email went public, it was wiped off the Secret Service servers. There's a massive cover-up underway.
That's basically true. There is a massive cover-up. Now, I'll just go back to the part that we couldn't hear. Thank you, Dr. Jeff, for telling me. It's quite something here. If we could get this.
That's going to be interesting if they do debate.
They're going to do debate. Hell, several.
If he lives.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to try to take him out again?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Right there.
Yes. If they did that, this is not the only time they're going to do that. And then also, that one was so Lee Harvey Oswald. It was so perfect. Lone gunmen.
At a certain take point, him out. If you're that sloppy, you're in on it.
Someone had at least know that he was under threat and
or didn't
done a
care.
Piss poor
they
job.
Didn't care.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, just wanted to hit that because Joe Rogan. Through the years, I struggle because I used to really like Joe when he was on YouTube and came out before he moved to Spotify and things kind of changed. I felt like he lost a little bit of his opinion due to, you know, receiving the money. However, I get it. This world is so censored. But with the censorship he has had, that was a big statement for him to say, yeah, you know, this is probably happening again. And then for it to lead into Jesse Waters with what we heard, kind of breaking it down for us. It's a scary time. And General Flynn had the best little video on it with, who was he with? He went over to Joe Pag's show. And, oh, my gosh, he unloaded fire. I mean, what needs to happen?
You do? Thank you. Because when he puts out, General Flynn puts out an email, several of them, a weekly, and I love reading these, his thoughts, but I didn't see this.
Yeah, we're going to play this clip on a little 2-3 minute break. It's a little bit longer than our 20-30 second ones, and get into that right now so you can Great. See it. It's really, what I love about General Flynn, there's so many things, but he addresses exactly what needs to be addressed with no holds bar. Like he's still, you know, straight up front and everybody needs to go. There needs to be, you know, a new administration rolling in here. There needs to be a new director. Why haven't these people been fired? This would never happen if you did this, and, you know, addresses it completely. So I thought this interview was so powerful. I missed maybe the last 10 minutes with a family discretion that occurred. And I was like, no, I got to get back to the last 10 minutes. But I do have it. We're going to go over there and share this so you can kind of give some feed to me on what you think about how General Flynn sees this matter. I believe we'll go probably about 3 minutes. This is Joe Pags. You guys check him out. He is on the PatriotTV.net. with General Flynn. He is also over here on Rumble. And give him a follow. He's really, really good at what he does. And you can tell General Flynn has a liking for him. So usually if I see that, I usually kind of like the person too, to be honest with you. He is a brilliant judge of character. So let's check it out.
Yards away on an almost flat roof with a direct line of sight to the president and the podium. General, how does the Secret Service, who was supposed to be working with local law enforcement, who had a bunch of HSI there as well, how do they ever tell Donald Trump, you're good to go out, knowing that there was all this stuff about this strange person with a rangefinder and a ladder and who's on the roof, and they knew about him 90 minutes earlier?
General,
I don't want to ask you, was it an inside job? But I'm going to ask you, was it an inside job?
Defensive. I think that, we can say incompetence. We can say a culture of lack of standards, which you could say, well, that's incompetent, but it's not. Incompetence means that the Secret Service no longer is capable or has that ability. They don't have the type of people that they used to have to be able to do the kinds of things that they're supposed to do. Or there's a culture of corruption inside where they just were so like lackadaisical. You know, and they did not pay attention to the things that they should pay attention to, or there was complicity here in this attempt. And I think that all of the above have to be investigated. I've paid attention to all the stuff that's come out. I've, you know, listened to all the different statements. I've followed all of the different people who are some very serious subject matter experts on everything from acoustics to sniping to counter sniping. Right. To security. I mean, I know myself, you know, and I don't think people realize it. And I'm not sure I've ever said it before, but, you know, when I was as DIA director, I had security. But also when I went into the White House, I had 32 Secret Service agents that worked for the National Security Advisor. And so, you know, before I would do something, I would get briefed by the head, my team head, my team lead, on all of the actions that I needed to take and all the things that they had taken. And I would ask questions, because as a former military guy and as an intel officer, you know, I was inquisitive about, okay, are all the various things need to be taken care of? Are they taken care of? Excuse me, Bond. But I think that what Trump is going to need to do is he's going to need to have a serious discussion with whoever is his new Secret Service lead.
Yeah.
There's no way in the world that I would keep the guy unless Trump just totally, totally, trust that person. But the breakdown at every level that occurred. And so I think the lack, the breakdown of trust is probably the biggest thing.
Right.
So I think, Pags, I think at this point, Trump is going to need to really get a outside look of security experts. And, you know, I went back and forth with Eric Prince not too long ago. It was probably 24 to 48 hours after the assassination attempt, where I firmly believe at that point there is such a lack of trust, there is such a breakdown at every single level, federal, state, local. The federal guys come in, they're supposed to take, you know, charge of it all, and they apparently did not. You saw the testimony yesterday where the new acting director basically he threw the local guys under the bus. I mean, give me a break. What a lack of taking responsibility. That guy ought to be fired right now for throwing local law enforcement under the bus. Totally disgraceful.
And as you probably saw, the locals actually sat down with ABC News, and they said that the federal, as you said, we're supposed to take the lead. We're supposed to do a brief before the rally, well before the rally. They're supposed to all be in communication on radios. None of that happened. They never talked to the local guys. And then you're right. They tried to blame the local guys.
I still do. You know, I still have to have security because of death threats against me. And of course, I don't have that anywhere near what Trump has.
Right.
But I will tell you that in my security requirements, and I'll share a little bit because I don't want to share all.
Right.
But I do have like at least a sit down reconnaissance of everything that I'm going to do. And I have a threat. I get a threat briefing on the things that I, you know, if I'm going to go somewhere, if I'm going to go to an event, I get a threat briefing and I go through at minimum a walkthrough, a sort of a map exercise walkthrough of the site. If I have time when I get there, I will do a physical walkthrough if I have the time. Trump may not have the time. He's going to get right out of an SUV and he's going to walk right up on a stage. I got all that kind of stuff. So, but there should be some layout that says, okay, Mr. President, you know, Mr. Trump, if the following things occur, here's what you're going to do. And he might have some of that already that he's gone through. And so, but you can never take any of this for granted. And you can't just assume that, you know, the last time that you got the brief is going to be the same the next time that something happens. You cannot assume any of that. And so part of this responsibility does lay on Trump to ensure that he is taking the lead for the security of these teams around him. And he needs now, especially now, he's going to have to say, look, folks, I need to know what's the threat environment. Am I going to be okay? Have all these things been taken care of? You have to do that because now you're talking about your own life, right? You're talking about your own life.
Wow. That was something. I noticed at the beginning that he was coughing quite a bit. We, General Flynn and I, have a personal relationship that started back about 2 years ago. The evening that Donald Trump called him at Mar-a-Lago in Florida during the Great Awakening, Clay Clark's tour on stage live, telling him to be ready be healthy and prepared for the next administration. So as I started watching, I noticed he was coughing
twice. Oh, so in the beginning, he tells you he has a head cold.
Okay.
And he's getting That's over good. That. And you can okay. tell he's getting a little fired up and coughing a little bit with yeah. What he has to say. Okay. So he does tell you what kind of what's going on. I was talking and I didn't know I was muted. So I'll just repeat myself and say that again, which, yeah, he had the head cold. And also, you know, it is, we have, you know, been around him. We're Flynn team. And when you work with General Flynn, security's tight. They know who you are and you're more than welcome to be, you know, in his vicinity and speak with him in all these great things that we have going on. But you also know everybody in that circle, including me, we're going to take a bullet for him. Like, we're going to jump on him, you know, if there's a problem. And his security is tight. They are good at what they do. They are all either previous military or SS, you know. I mean, it's really a great thing to see that he is well protected, and his advice does mean so much regarding the world today and what's going on. Former National Security Advisor, that's who he is. And let's not forget the gift that, you know, he has as far as being able to see what's coming, not just from what he's been through, but it's a gift that, you know, he has. So I highly recommend, if you're not following General Flynn, to pay very close attention right now. And he was scheduled to be here tomorrow for an interview. We were going to do our interview, and I know he has been all over. So I'm meeting with the office later today, and we're going to decide if that's tomorrow or on a different day. But he will be here soon. So I'm excited to have him back for the audience. And you guys can also get the Flynn movie at any of the links at theflynnmovie.com, or you can use ours. I don't really care how you see it. Just please go see it. Our link is always included on the Rumble channel down below, and you can see it here at the bottom. If you copy that link or screenshot it and use it, it does support the PHP network also, because he is amazing and he wants to support the people that are helping get the truth out there. So please, it's a must see. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Now, all I can say is regarding what is going on with assassination attempts upon our president, they now know. Everybody has been alerted. Everyone knows. Jesse Waters is talking on mainstream media. We have Joe Rogan, millions of viewers. So with that being said, there better not be another attempt, or we got a real problem here inside, which we already have. But let's talk about, you know, getting to the point to where the president can go and give a speech without having any kind of fear for his life. I mean, yeah. And what kind of balls does President Trump have here? I mean, he's like, I'm going back to Butler and I'm going to have outside rallies and nobody's going to stop me. That's what's going to happen.
We know, everyone should know by now, he's a very, very smart man. And he's a fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. He doesn't get fooled twice. No. So I'm very confident that he's going to be very well insulated, and no more harm will come to him. And I pray every night that's the case.
Yes, so, absolutely. I yesterday was really beautiful. I was reading through world news and the support for President Trump across the world, not just America, is so incredible. We were not here 4 years ago. The world has fallen apart and they're like, oh my gosh, America's dying without him and we need him. Our countries are going to piss poor everything. You know, there's people afraid for their lives where they live every day because of the tyrannical behavior of their governments, you know, and they didn't have that before when they were working with America and somebody saying, hey, we won't have this. This isn't tolerated, you know, and President Trump did that for us. So I will say that. And he put out a post yesterday with a clip.
Play it. God, tell us.
Let me tell you, I was like, wow, he's really getting some beautiful clips together lately, like, and airing them. And also, I gotta say, General Flynn shared, and I know it's been all over, our good friend Matt Strzok had an amazing video we will play at the end today. Wonderful. So huge shout out to Real TT 2020. Matt, yeah.
Matt's a great man, great human being.
I love you, Matt. Yes. Yeah. And he did this one with Cameron, his friend Cameron Moore, and it was beautiful. So we'll share that later. But check this out. President Trump put this out yesterday on True Social. Yeah.
This world is not meant for you. Run, boy, run. They're trying to catch you. Run, boy, run. Running is a victory. Run, boy, run. Beauty lies behind the hills. Run, boy, run. The sun will be guiding you. Run, boy, run. They're dying to stop you. Run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy. Run, boy, run. Break out from society.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So with American pride swelling in our hearts, an American courage stirring in our souls, I say these words to you tonight. We will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Let's go. We're going to make it great again, yo. I'm so excited, y'all. So that was really awesome. I loved that clip. And as time went on, I was like, wow, Run Boy Run, you know, that song like in there. I'm thinking, yeah, they probably should. We have serious crimes against humanity. We have the Nuremberg Code being reinstated across the world. Now it's America's turn to do that. We got something crazy fishy going on with Kamala. We don't even know why she's here. I mean, we're trying to figure that one out. Like, nobody voted for her to be running for president. So, like, there is some crazy stuff. Oh, and to top it off, yesterday, Pelosi did the craziest thing, Dr. Jeff.
What?
Oh, my God. She comes out and proposes to add President Joe Biden, the resident, okay, to Mount Rushmore, citing that he has consequential up. He has had a consequential presidency, I believe she said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, surprising statement she made on CBS Sunday morning show. She comes out really getting down to Joe Biden should be added to Mount Rushmore. She praised his presidency. It was highly consequential. And during the interview, she emphasized Biden's impact, calling him a Mount Rushmore kind of president. I about lost it.
Yeah, they have to throw us these nuggets so that we could enjoy this show to know how farcical it is.
I laughed so hard. I was like, do you want to see Mount Rushmore get blown up or something, Pelosi? Because that's probably what would happen if you added that old man to Mount Rushmore. What a disgrace to the founding fathers that are there, I thought. What a disgrace, you know. And you're right. We have to have something that's theatrical thrown in there, you know?
Yep. And many believe there's a very a good plan in place. And we'll find out, hopefully, all the little minutiae of why these ridiculous things are happening. And I'm glad that some of them are. So we need to be able to enjoy this terrible time where so many people are getting hurt and lost and killed. We need something to laugh at, and they're giving us this. So we know how fake she is and how fake Biden is, if it really is Biden. I mean, all indications is this is an actor. So enjoying the show and adding lots more popcorn on to see what can happen with the Middle East. You know,
I was like, my popcorn is so stale that at this point, I've moved on to ice cream, okay? Now I'm having popcorn, ice cream, and whatever that is necessary to get through some of this ridiculous natured stuff that's coming out. And that one for me was just so ridiculous, so up here for somebody like drunk Pelosi to say, hey, man. You know, I was like, how much vodka did she have before she did this interview? Hey, man, let's add Joe to Mount Rushmore. I'm like, she just said she's serious. She's not joking. Like, what am I watching right here, right now? That was just too much for me. But I did get a good laugh. You are right. Yeah. I'm still laughing about it.
Laura Luma did a very good expose about her and also Biden from the perspective of this is all farcical. Like from Las Vegas, Biden would get sick after trying to raise money for his campaign, comes back, disappears 2 days later. Kamala's anointed to the top of the Democrats when you have someone like a Tulsi Gabbard, okay, yeah. who would be such a strong leader and good representative of the Democrat Party, but yet they allow Kamala, you know that this is a scripted play. Because the logical choice would be a strong candidate, and she is by far the weakest. So we have to laugh at those moments, like the moments at the Olympics that are so ridiculous. And point out and wake up everyone. We know there's transgenders, that this is unfair and needs to stop. So there's a lot of entertainment that I take it as entertainment, but it's also a really serious matter because we all have family members that have children that go to schools that are being indoctrinated and forced to be in bathrooms with people of other sexes. And we, the masses, do not agree with this ideology. So we're very against that stuff. And we are working very hard to put a stop to it.
Yeah, and going into Laura Loomer for a minute, if we back up weeks and weeks ago, she told us that, you know, she took a lot of slack for this and later proved to be true. So I was kind of upset with the people that came out later saying, well, you know, hey, yeah, this happened. Well, like Laura told us this weeks ago and you guys really beat her up over it, which was Joe Biden had a medical emergency on Air Force One. And we had all the media staff there to board Air Force One that were going to be there with him doing short little interviews and typing away. So I don't believe any of it was supposed to be video, but it was all, you know, interviews to be typed away. So they were going to do this. And all of a sudden, the media gets alerted. I'm sorry, you have to go. Where do you want us to go? We have nowhere to go. Like literally, they had to call in transportation to get them all out of there and take them to the airport and wherever they were from to get them out because they were no longer going on Air Force One. And she knew that they had been to the Biden Medical Center. She pointed out a lot of stuff. And then, like you said, he shows up and then Kamala's now blah, blah, blah. And then today, where's Joe? Where is this clown? We have yet to hear from the resident. Okay.
Our mutual friend, the real Defender 45, keeps really good tabs on him. So follow her. Kylie, she's a wonderful person.
Great. I love her.
And she gives the updates regularly on his schedule. So follow her if you want to see. And it's amazing. It's bizarre. You
know? Oh, my gosh. I used to follow him around and watch the presidential schedule. And I just used to laugh. And I'm like, for me, this is more irritating than anything I've ever done. I give her kudos for doing it and giving us a resource, you know, every day to see where he's at and what's going on. She is fantastic. You guys check her out over on X and True Social, the real Defender of the Republic. Now, also, there's been some really interesting vibes with where PHP's been going. You know, we've always been, I'll say, helping other patriots. That's why we are Patriots Helping Patriots, not just the people that are here with us, but patriots worldwide. And we've done some really cool things in our day. And one of them I want to raise awareness to today. When you and I were talking, I was like, absolutely, this is the day to bring awareness to a good friend of ours. And I'm just going to get an overlay here. Well, actually, it's a screen share I have. And we're going to discuss this for a quick second.
Our good friend, Jimmy.
Yes.
One-legged patriot.
This is one-legged patriot, you guys. We love him. This is Jimmy. And as you can, right here, you see at one-leg patriot 80 on X. Here's the thing about Jimmy. He is full of life. He is so cool. When I met him, I was just like, oh my gosh. Not only is he like charismatic, but he's outspoken and he's not afraid to run the roost when it comes to what is wrong. And he always seems to do the right thing for others. So we are currently raising money for him to get a new leg. You can see him with Ivan here. And his situation has been very disturbing. You guys can see that currently right here on his Give, Send, and Go, Jimmy experiences frequent falls and trips. And he fell down his basement stairs and woke several hours later in a very awkward position. He was head down on the cement floor and his leg up on the stairs. Fortunately, he only sustained bruising on his face and a sore jaw and teeth and a swollen stump. However, these incidents have raised serious safety concerns. So the cost of a new prosthetic leg that properly fits is huge. It's massive, you guys. And it could prevent future falls for him, just a better quality of life in general, not being worried where he steps and where he goes and all of that. So if you have it in your heart to donate anything, you guys can go to his Give, Send, and Go. You can, I have a link. Let's put the link up right now. And we're going to let this run on the ticker for a little bit. Anybody who can actually donate, it will be so appreciated. And, you know, there's not too less to give. If it's a dollar, it's a dollar. Anything helps. He needs 10 to 11,000, right, Dr. Jeff?
The total cost for the leg is 12,000. Last night, I donated again. It was at 7,000. We're trying to raise 12. We're at $7,058.
Okay. So,
yeah, it's not that much further to go, and it's to go to an amazing cause, an amazing human being that brings all of us together in such a fun way. And
he come running up when I met him. I wasn't sure which one he was at first. I was so taken off guard, and I'm like, Jimmy? He's like, it's Jimmy. I'm like, oh my God, I get to see Jimmy. I was so excited, just full of energy and so happy no matter what he's been through, and a real soft spot for me, you know, with what he's had to go through. You know, my dad lost both of his legs later in life. And, you know, even on my wedding day, he was in a wheelchair for, you know, our father-daughter dance. And when I see people that can actually wear the prosthetics and have the freedom and the ability to walk again, it's beautiful. So I, you know, would really love to see this happen for him. And by all means, if I had the money, I would so be buying his legs. So since I can't, since we can't do it alone, we're asking for help with Jimmy today. You guys, he's an amazing patriot. Please try to reach out and go to his Give, Send, and Go at One Leg Patriot.
I want to mention real quickly that several weeks ago, I knew Jimmy was having some issues with his prosthetic, and it just so happens it was like divine intervention. I like to read about medical updates and things. And I came across this brand new bionic leg, which would be perfect for him because he had dropped from 150 pounds. He dropped 150 pounds and his whole body structure changed. And he makes us all so happy. I figured let's make him happy. Let's get him this bionic leg, which he's earned. So whatever
he's always do, so grateful.
Yeah, he's an amazing person.
Now, I'm sure it's hard for him to be in this situation. So I would really, really like to see everyone kind of pitch in if they can and go to his Give, Send, and Go. Here you guys see Backsplash One Leg Patriot. backsplash one leg patriot at the Give, Send, and Go. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
God bless you, Jimmy. So we'll have to make sure that he knows, Heidi, what clip mark we're at in case they would like the clip today to share. It would be a beautiful thing.
I think it would be happy, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, helping people is where it's at for me. It always has been. Just Jody could have kept doing Just Jody. And the audience being so versatile and wide like this is really where my heart's at for others. So to be able to have a voice is one thing, and to be able to contribute and get help for other people is another. Like, that is fulfilling. Like, I'm okay shutting down forever, right? If you help one person. And we've been able to do that. And I just am very grateful to be sitting here in a position to do it and have great friends and, you know, people like you that are so, like, worldly, to have discussions with that make your days and weeks and shows go easier, because we know how tough some of them can get, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very, very great place to be for us as patriots. All right. So there has been just an incredible outpour lately of love. Are you ready for Kamala?
Bring it.
So we're just going to say that the sugarcoating is about up. Okay. I'm going to say the sugarcoating for Kamala is about over. People have went on the everyday expose of who she is, her lack of abilities, her lack of being able to speak, because, you know, I'm unburdened by the burden of the unburdened, you know, let's get unburdened. And I'm just like, what? And nobody knows what you're talking about, woman. And then I love that people have stepped forward, such as Trump, and said, you know, what? Now she's black. Now she's black. You know, an Indian her whole life, and now she wants to be black. So I've been calling her the chameleon, Kamala, the chameleon. She just, whoever she's with, is, you know, I'm sure if she met me, she'd be like, oh, I'm Irish and I'm white. You know, okay, perfect. Yay. The truth is,
By the way, just said, J.D. Vance has a Scottish background, very Irish. It's just FYI, because I know you identify that.
Yeah, I do.
Not a sure thing, but you're right about the Kamala. It's
so ridiculous. Yeah. And when I laugh about things like this, it's really to prevent myself from being angry. It's like, God give me, you know, something to laugh at, and I'm able to turn it into laughter. But Joe Rogan did that for us over the weekend. Here's a problem. I'm like, Joe, why are you going back to comedy? Why are you doing stand-up? Everybody's going to buy your ticket. You already know this. You get $100 million in Spotify a year, or whatever your contract is something really beefy like that. He doesn't have to go to stand-up. So I'm like, after I watched some bits and pieces, I was like, Jeff is red-pilling. Or Jeff, Joe is red-pilling, Dr. Jeff. I think he went on stage to red-pill.
Undoubtedly, yeah.
I mean, I was like, no way have we finally got Joe Rogan over on our side with Elon Musk, who is endorsing Trump. And I've heard his other good buddy, Lex Fridman, who is just crazy interviewer. You know, Joe, Lex Fridman, and Elon, they're all three buddies. And all of a sudden, Lex Fridman gets the interview with President Trump. I'm like, really? This is going to be like no interview we've ever seen. Because Lex is really unique in his ways and completely has a interesting, deep depth of a view. And he's scientific and factual about a lot of stuff. And it's really fascinating to watch him work. So anyway, back to Joe. He goes on stage and he blurts out all this stuff, and I'm rolling, and I have the clip to share because it was just so hilarious. He ends up saying, because there was a lot of controversy when he had Alex Jones on years ago. He's like, Alex Jones was right. And here we are like, yeah, we know, but guess who now knows? All of the normies across the land who thought conspiracy theories were conspiracies versus a term that was created by the CIA to make you believe that it was not true. So most conspiracies have turned out to be the truth, and the truth has turned out to be a lie, which is the real conspiracy. So let's play Joe Rogan's clip.
An agent provocateur sent in to discredit your organization with ridiculous behavior. Look, Alex Jones taught me about this shit 20 years ago. Listen, he's right about a lot of things.
He was wrong about that one thing, though.
But he's right.
That one thing was a big one.
But he's right.
That one thing was huge.
But he's often correct.
While other networks lie to you about...
So he just comes out like he's correct. You know, he went on and on with COVID stuff. I have like all those clips for another show and just red pilled like crazy stuff. And he's like, you know, all the people of COVID, we've lost so many people and this and that. And he was like, we just lost them. We lost them. He's like, the truth is they're still alive. Like he just keeps going on into the red pill formation of what's happening with the world, you know, and the wall and just a lot of stuff. So I was impressed that he had the balls to finally do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, like even Mark Zuckerberg, to a small degree, has come forward in support, supposedly, of Trump. But you're right, the two big ones, the Elon Musk, yeah. Joe Rogan on board, the number of people that they reach is just phenomenal. And they're putting out the good, right messages.
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, I wasn't sure if Zuckerberg was endorsing Trump or if he was just saying, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I wasn't
I'm
sure.
Suspicious a little bit. I'm not into the Facebook whole thing.
Me neither.
The CIA created thing.
But I think he found out it wasn't good for him and his platform. So that's, you know, another big piece of the pie. And for me, at this point, if you can't see what has happened to your life and you like the cost of your life, number one, and the danger and the woke agenda and the unisex bathrooms and toddler schools and crap like that, well, we got a problem because that's not what America is. America was built as one nation under God. America is everything regarding Christianity that you can't, I mean, there's billions of people that follow Jesus. So all of the things that they're bringing into our country at this time go against not just our Constitution, but our religious beliefs. And for us as Americans, I can't stand here and say, no, we're not one nation under God. We are one nation under God. So with that being said, the turn has happened, in my opinion, the shift in the paradigm, however we want to call the shift, you know, and how it's occurred, whatever we want to say about that is there are more and more people now that are like, these people are lying. They didn't win the election. They're still in the White House. I voted for them and they still didn't win. And now it's obvious. There's a lot of that going on where people have recognized their faults for the last 2 and 3 years. And they're not apologetic and we don't need them to be. We just need them to understand that if they don't vote right this time and be afraid about the election being stolen and getting involved and, you know, doing the protectthevote.com, doing True the Vote, going over to precinctstrategy.com and signing up, becoming part of your community, become a poll worker. Precinct Strategy is a huge one. You learn how to strategize in your precinct where you will be voting, right? Some of these things, Save My Freedom. That's another one, SaveMyFreedom.tv. All of these places were designed for people to get involved. And go to Protect the Vote and check it out, you guys. You can actually like look up votes. So, you know, I don't know if you guys went through that in 2020 where we didn't have anywhere to look up our vote and it took 2 years and then we could look up our vote and see if it was counted. Well, I had two people that I knew that their vote wasn't counted. And that's just, you know, random asking of people you're comfortable asking. So there was a lot of our votes that were not counted, that were not there. And to me, it's really important at this that we're prepared for this next election. If we're not bankrupt and in chaos by then, because Dr. Jeff, I don't doubt the evil, the spiritual war. And evil will do anything to not let the good win. So the fight is real, you know, and the spiritual war being good versus evil is never been more true in my book. What do you think about the spiritual war? Do you feel the spiritualism of it?
Yes, of course, very strongly so. And when it comes to the life and death, yin, yang, we have now going forward a lot with the Middle East to start watching. I mean, if you're not yet, you really need to understand that Russia is bringing in these KC-135s loaded with lots of weapons.
Whoa.
We left in Afghanistan a tremendous amount of weapons, and we are teetering at this moment on the World War III with Israel and that whole situation with Iran and its proxies, as well as Turkey has had made some signs. Saudi Arabia has been in contact with Iran. Iran's announced they have nuclear weapons. So it's unbelievable. It's a time to be very faithful and wary of what's going on.
It really truly is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check our chat out a little bit over here and see what is going on in our chat, because our numbers aren't registering. And I can't really see what's going on, but I want to welcome someone, Christina Hooper. Thank you for being here today. And thank you for subscribing. We appreciate you. So we have a little bit of action going on with Tony. Hi, Tony. He's one of our PHP contributors. You guys can find him on True Social by searching the hashtag PHP News. Anno that you know, I believe, is how we say that, is Tony's name. And Fitz was here for a moment or two with Heidi. And let's talk about our news on with PHP, how it works, so people understand. I've had a lot of questions about this recently. So we have a contributor list of 50 people, a little more now. We are over 65 with our build of our PHP team. 55 of those people are the backbones of what feeds the news to True Social. And to find them, you search topics, hashtag PHP News, right? And when you do that, you're going to see a lot of our contributors there that write for PHP, that post for PHP, that carry a lot of weight with the shows. And we appreciate all of them so much. It is the best group. JR is pissed, runs it. He's a previous Green Beret. He runs our hashtag. We have the admins in there. I am invisible. We have Texas Cheryl. And of course, Heidi is in a little bit of everything that we do, as you guys know. So it's really important to show your support over there. Give them a little heart or retruth or follow, and you will get all of the daily news daily just by searching that hash. It's really incredible what they are doing with PHP for us. I love them all so much. But that's kind of how that news source works. And eventually it will move to the website. And I want to remind everybody, you guys, that we are also on BBS Radio and TV. That is right. Every night from 9 to 12 p.m. You can find us anywhere. Roku, Apple, all these places on this thing I stuck up here. It's in 38 countries, and you can tune in almost anytime, and you can also go back and watch anything that is archived that we do. And if you are an interview person, you'd like to watch interviews, that's a great place to do that at, or here on the Rumble channel. We have some really incredible guests coming up this week, and we're going to have Sheriff Mack next week. I'm excited to talk to Sheriff Mack. Yeah. General Flynn is coming up. I have Terry Sacca here on Thursday, and of course, Dr. Jeff today. So yes. And then Fitz has got a show tonight, you guys, here at 9 PM Wednesday nights with Live Free and Mark, 8-Track on the 40,000 foot view at 9.
I'm going to be watching. I love those guys.
Aren't they great? Brothers.
They are.
I love them so much. They're all so good at what they do. So tell me a little bit about what Dr. Jeff has been doing over the last, you know, few weeks since we've had a time to catch up. It's terrible. We got to catch up live with everyone.
Last conversation, I went back 2 weeks and looked at all the events that took place since we last spoke to be able to fill in people, you know, what's going on, because we have a good synergy together when we talk about stuff. So that being said, in the first interview that we did together, I felt afterwards that I got to talk a lot about me and not as much on the news stuff. And I left out something that I wanted to add briefly, that in the future, I hope that we could talk and I could educate on business, in which I was part of a large candy company that established Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Willy Wonka brands, and a whole plethora of other brands starting in 1927 until 2007. So I hope we'll have time in the future. We'll make time to talk about that and my involvement in real estate, which was, I have some very exciting stories, how hitmen came into the office to threaten me because I was uncovering things like money being stolen. So what have I been up to? Yeah, thanks for asking me. I appreciate that. I decided that to escape a lot of the news, I like to either read. I now am taking some more courses. I, throughout my life, like to go to colleges online these days and take college courses. So I'm enrolled in 4 different college courses on areas of interest to me. So I spend some time, about 2-3 hours a day online, learning about different subjects from law to science, government policy. So I don't have a good book recommendation this week, but I saw a great movie with my son this week called The Wolverine and Deadpool. And it was entertaining. If you haven't seen it and want to kill 2.5 hours, if you like those guys.
It's really important that people do this. Take the time to, I say, take a news break. And just clear, get with nature, read a book, watch a movie, something to get it gone. And when we do this all the time, you know, because this is what I do, this is my job, it piles, man. It piles on you heavy. And eventually I get to the point to where I'm like, well, y'all, I'm going to need a 4-day break because, whoa, hey, the news has been too much for too many days. You got every emotion involved in this movement. You're trying to save your country. Right? You got trying to save the children, right? We are literally trying to stop the Biden inflation so people can afford to go to the grocery store and stock up for their families the way they used to. You know, they're asking how to get prepared when they have no money to go grocery shopping. Mm. Like we're some third world country now. You know, there's more farming going on and community sharing. And, you know, it's really important we do these things. So what was the name of the movie again? Wolverine?
Yeah, Wolverine and Deadpool. Join together. Another thing is I'm coming to the end of a diary that I like to keep.
Oh, cool.
So I'm excited about that. Now tell me, what's up? What's going on with you? What's been
so, you know, everything has been business or it's summer, so it's kids. And I will say that, you know, the mayor's been really busy. We got a lot going on in our city. The husband is the mayor, in case you guys want to know why I'm talking about the mayor. Really, really busy, a lot going on there. And, you know, you're trying to assist as much as you can just as a citizen. I don't get involved in city business or politics. I do other things for the city when needed. So we try to help him, you know, with little things and make his life easier. And I will say the teenager, you know, she's working, she's busy, she's got athletics. My 11, almost 12-year-old, the same thing. They do competitive cheers, so they got all these trainers and gymnasts, and I love watching them. That is my downtime. They are flying through the air and doing the most incredible things that I would never have known how to do at their age, you know. And then Giselle, you know, medical care. So I'm mom, right? And my 27-year-old, what a joy to have my son, such a little bestie for me, and as an adult and successful person and police officer. And I love to go down the road. He just bought a house down the road a couple years ago from us. So he's kind of closer now, and I love it. And, you know, and helping be grandma to his dog.
Oh, that's
big, big Labrador. Yes. Big yellow lab.
I love hearing that. Yes, you probably know I have a yellow lab too, and it's my best buddy, and it's my best friend, and my son, who is going to be turning 25 on September 2nd, is started a new position with a lot of great opportunities to move up the ladder. So I'm happy to share that exciting news, because it took a while to...
Congratulations!
Thank you. I'll pass it along to him.
Yes, that's awesome. It's so hard right now on another topic about the, you know, getting young adults started in a career versus the way it was when we started. Mm-hmm. Like we would go, you know, I mean, you have been to more colleges than anyone I've met. I mean, Dr. Jeff, you guys, you have no idea. We covered some of this when we had him on before. He is beyond intelligent. But when you look at college, you know, when you get out of college, you can go get a job, right? A lot of young Americans are struggling to get the job, pay off their bill, and be able to live on their own. And, you know, we have kids in their 30s still at home in a lot of situations, not able to move out or don't have enough for a place, or their job isn't going to pay enough, or, you know, all these crazy, crazy things. So I have to say it's a huge blessing to get our children in, you know, based in life, right? I feel like, wow, I'm incredible. I got one who's doing like all these crazy things, you know, like this is awesome. He's fully functional on his own, you know. And as a mom, yeah, I'm sure you get that as a dad too. You just feel like, oh, finally. We're getting there.
Again, we agree. Like there's this gentleman that maybe people do or don't know, Mike Rowe, who brings education back to the basics of whatever interests the child from a young age. You foster it and let it be what the child wants, and then provide that child with the opportunity.
Did I lose you, Dr. Jeff? Heidi, are we still live?
So I have attended a lot of these college and universities and have learned a tremendous amount. But I like the Mike Rowe approach to a trade. If you love being a furrier, you work as an apprentice, actually go into the business. But times have changed, and I like to, and now that I'm older and have free time, take college courses, read books, and try to learn so that I could educate others. It's that simple. It's a pretty simple life. And probably I'll move to education in the future, where I'm a professor at a university, maybe working with the administration, because I have some pretty good ideas and strategies that could be of use. Who knows? The only thing that I know for certain is to keep an eye on at your surroundings and know what's going on locally is very important. To be active locally as much as you can, to volunteer, to do those things. Make small sacrifices if you can to help others. And know you're never alone. If you feel distressed, to contact someone, to call, pick up a phone and Don't despair. You remember, if you're going through a difficult time, there are other people who are going through difficult times as well, and sometimes even worse. And there's a lot of great people. You could just pick up a phone and call. It's really important. And listen to people. Listen, try to understand. Words of advice. And hopefully in the future I could give you more. We're limited in time. But it's really an amazing pleasure to be with all of you and to be here with you, Jody, and to have a continuity that is ongoing so we could pick up where we left off again next time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love having you back for our monthly meetup. And I just want to say thank you for being so worldly and to carving the time out for us at PHP and being part of our family and always contributing no matter what. And how do you make your apple cake? So let me tell everybody, we have the Reawaken America tour coming up, you guys. And our last Reawaken America tour, Dr. Jeff baked the most incredible apple cakes. And I am not kidding you. They need to be in this box, okay? He's incredible with everything he does, but his cake is out of this world. And it's in this beautiful packaged box. It's so beautiful. Everything's so beautiful. And it smells delicious. And everybody ate it. Everybody ate it.
If you want. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm there. Can you see me and hear me? We've had a connection
problem.
Your screen
is frozen. I don't know if mine is frozen, but I, from memory, can tell how to make this out.
Uh-oh. And we have lost Dr. Jeff. I'm going to bring Dr. Jeff back in here. There you are.
Hi. So from memory, here goes. And by the way, I'm really flattered.
Everybody ate that cake and it smelled so good. And Kylie's like this big, so I couldn't let Defender not eat that. You had to let her have it.
I'm happy to share the family recipe, and it goes pretty easy. The oven temperature preheat, and it's 350 degrees. And you're actually going to take the apple cake out of the oven once. You're going to cook the apple cake for 45 minutes uncovered in a pan. And then the next 30 minutes after you cover it with tin foil and put it back in the oven, that will prevent the cake from getting too brown, but let the inside cook. The ingredients you mix together, you start with the dry ingredients first. You use 3 cups of flour. You use 2 cups of sugar. You use 4 tablespoons of baking powder, not baking soda. Just some people make the mistake. Baking,
I'm going to be powder. Saving this clip, y'all. Pay attention. Okay.
1 teaspoon of salt. That covers your ingredients for the cake. Mm-hmm. Then you need to get some apples. So you go ahead, and I like to use the sweetest ones, the Honeycrisp to me.
Oh, yeah.
So I peel them and then chop them into cubes. And I use about 5 apples, depending on the size. You might have some leftovers. You could tell how much you like apples, as you'll add to the batter eventually. So you have your dry ingredients sitting in a mixing bowl, and you're now working on your apples. You've peeled them, you've cubed them, and you put them in a Ziploc bag, like a gallon Ziploc bag. Put about 5 tablespoons of sugar and 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, and shake and bake. Shake the apple cubes around, let them get coated in the sugar and the cinnamon.
So good.
Next, you put a well into the dry ingredients that you just made. Mm-hmm. Then you take 4 eggs, and it's now all liquid ingredients. So you break 4 eggs. I like to use the organic ones, locally grown. But you then put it into the center, those 4, full, the egg and the yolk. Then you put oil. 1 cup, I like to use a virgin olive oil. I put 1 cup, and then you use 1 tablespoon of vanilla, and then 1/4 cup of orange juice.
Oh, there's the secret.
Then that's the ingredient, the surprise ingredient. Mm-hmm. So now that is all the wet ingredients, and then you just mix the dry and the wet liquid together until it's a nice consistency. And then you add the apples and continue to mix it until they're all incorporated. And then you take that entire mixture and pour it into a well-greased pan. And then put it in at 350 for 45 minutes uncovered. Then take it out and then cover it with tinfoil. Put it in for another 30 minutes. Take it out, let it cool off. Once it's cooled off, you could turn it over on a rack and it'll pop right off. And enjoy. You could freeze it. And
here's the thing. It was all the rave at the Reawaken America tour. It smelled so good. And it reminded me when I saw it of like the apple orchards that we get in the fall here. Like you can go and buy these little pastries and baked goods and whatnot. And it was so fresh and delicious looking. And I was just like, we're going to get that out of them. So now we got it on video, y'all. And you guys are welcome to make Dr. Jeff's apple cake with me because I'm going to make it. I know it's not going to be just like Dr. Jeff's, but I'm going to do my best. I'm going to photograph it and send it to you, Dr. Jeff, when I do. And those are all the ingredients I love, by the way.
I want to let you know why I do it, because when I learned at a very young age that sweets and candy, being in that industry, was the ambassador of goodwill. Because at the worst of times, candy was very inexpensive. So it was a pick-me-up. And throughout time, that's always remained. And it's interesting that when Trump had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer into the White House for the first time live, he had this enormous bowl of candy, which he offered to them. And Nancy, with all the ice cream and sweets that she presented at COVID, refused the candy, but Chuck Schumer took something. And it's translated. So I've always wanted to bring goodwill and to my friends and family and close people. So I learned that lesson. And as I've grown older and the candy business is no longer, the apple cake gets the substitute.
Oh, I love that so much.
I have a surprise coming up for the October Great Awakening Tour that a lot of people are going to be attending. So be ready.
We're going to talk about that right now. So as you all know, we do the media for the Reawaken America Tour. And this year it is going to be in Selma, North Carolina in October. It is supposed to be the very last Reawaken America Tour. You guys can go right here on the ticker down below to timetofreeamerica.com to get your tickets. You can literally tell them what you would like to pay to be there. So it's a donation for the ticket. And there's, you know, everybody would really like everyone to be there. I do know Eric Trump and General Flynn kind of tell Clay where it's going to be. And they scheduled the date and the time, and Clay Clark is in charge of making it happen, and that's what he does, and he'll be here soon to talk about it again before we go. I'm really excited. We have a large team going. Let us know if you're going. Reach out. Send us a message or a DM. Leave it in our Rumble, and we will look for you and hopefully get to meet with you and have a meet and greet. We love to do that, so that would be beautiful, and Dr. Jeff will be there, and most of the PHP team will be in North Carolina for the tour. So I will be eating apple cake. Nobody's getting my apple cake this time. And I'm going to be sure to bring General Flynn some cheesecake.
Take some pictures. Let us share it.
Yes. Yes, we will be. You're going to see me at the media booth eating apple cake by Dr. Jeff. Yes, he can cook and he's smart, ladies. And let me tell you, before we go, I have to address something. Dr. Jeff, are you single?
Yes.
Okay. The ladies want to know. Last time you were on the show, we had women in the chat asking, and they were commenting under the video, is Dr. Jeff single? And I said, we don't really do dating shows, but here's what I do encourage, Patriot to Patriot connections. So it's beautiful. And you guys heard it for yourself. Dr. Jeff is single, and he is at Mission Command on True Social, and he's at Dr. Jeffrey Horlick on X. So you guys can reach out. Just better have good intentions because we are protective of this man. So thank you so much. So before we close today, Jeff, I do want to say I have one more clip we're going to end on.
Great.
Made by our friend Matt Strzok and Cameron Moore. I'm not sure if Trump retweeted this one. I do know General Flynn did. A lot of Matt's stuff gets taken care of by President Trump and retweet, which is beautiful. So I'm going to go ahead and shout out Matt at the Real TT 2020 or the Real TT 1776 on X, Real TT 2020 on True Social, and give him a follow. And Cameron Moore, check this out. This is good.
Thanks, Kamala. You've done a terrible job. You've been terrible at everything you've done. You're ultra-liberal, and we don't want you here. We don't want you anywhere. Kamala, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired.
So good, right?
Love it. You're so creative. And
I know. I was just jamming. I'm like, beat it. Just beat it. So good.
The nostalgia. I love nostalgia.
I know, right? Yeah. It was good. Good stuff there. Well, Dr. Jeff, do you have anything you want to tell us before you close with me today?
I just want everyone, and you especially, to know that I am a very deep believer of God, having had such things happen in my life, and I want to send blessings to you, your family, to the watchers, to your neighbors, your friends, your co-workers, those that are important to you, even the pets, the things that are making you happy and the things that you need. I just am hoping that you all get what you want, and I'll continue to pray all the time, just good things. I love you all unconditionally, even though I don't know most of you. Everyone comes in as a blank slate, and I appreciate the attention, the questions, and the participation that you've afforded me, Judy, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here and being the calm in my storm on my Monday on our monthly meetup. I do appreciate it so much. We absolutely adore you, Dr. Horlick. You are brilliant, and we are blessed to know you and keep you in our prayers as always. So, you guys, we're going to see you soon. I'll be here tomorrow. We'll be here on BBS Radio and TV every night from 9 to 12. We have Fitz, who's got a show tonight. That's at 9 p.m., I believe. And let me think. Scott's Wednesday night. We have quite the lineup. We got Scott Zimmerman coming in, plus Scott Taylor with, Live Free or Die, and Mark who do 40,000 foot view. So just pay attention to the channel and watch it drop. And just Jody will be here and over on BBS Radio and TV. You guys, we are Patriots Helping Patriots. And I just want to tell y'all, thank you for tuning in tonight, today, or this afternoon, depending on where you're located across the globe. God bless y'all. God bless POTUS 45. God bless America. And we are going to see y'all soon.